Climate crazy EU faces up to decade of terrible winters thanks to Russian gas addictions. By Peter Cattell on August 30, 2022. The European Union now faces up to 10 years of terrible winters of energy insecurity as a result of its green agenda. With many nations in the bloc having gotten themselves addicted to Russian gas in service of climate crazy ideals. Nations across the European Union could be facing a future of 5 to 10 years of energy insecurity thanks to its climate-crazy energy policy. Something that saw many countries within the bloc addict themselves to Russian gas in service of their green agendas. Fears are already spreading in many countries in Europe and beyond in regards to the possibility of public unrest as a result of expected financial hardship this coming winter. With government bigwigs in France and Germany expressing concern that citizens could react poorly to what has been termed by the President Emmanuel Macron as the end of abundance. However, according to Belgium's energy minister, problems in the EU look set to last far longer than 1 year. With the government official saying that the bloc could face up to a decade of energy insecurity if action is not taken now. The next 5 to 10 winters will be terrible if nothing is done. Minister Tim van der Straeten warned on social media, before urging for measures to be implemented at the EU level to curtail the crisis. We must act at the source, at European level, and work on freezing gas prices, she continued, while saying in another post that there was an urgent need to introduce a European price cap. Electricity is produced today at a price that is much lower than the price at which electricity and gas are sold, she went on to claim. There is no longer any link between the cost of production and the selling price. This European electricity price formation system needs to be reviewed. Van der Straeten's claim that action needs to be taken in order to avert further energy misery in the European Union is likely to be seen as reasonable. With many other officials warning about the great difficulties nations within the bloc will face over the coming months. Some have even gone so far as to suggest that some countries within the Union could see street violence erupt as a result of financial and resource hardship, with multiple German bigwigs warning of the possibility of gas riots, as well as the rise of right-wing populism in response of years of political mismanagement from the current ruling class. Meanwhile, President Emmanuel Macron has warned his fellow politicians that France is facing the end of abundance, and that many within the French public may respond to future hardship with great anxiety. He in turn has begged the country's population to agree to pay the price of financial and material hardship in order to protect what Macron described as our freedom and our values. However, while everyone seems to agree that EU nation-states are in for a very hard time as a result of the current energy crisis, van der Straeten's demand that the issue is dealt with is fixed by implementing more measures at the EU level is likely only to raise the eyebrows of those who blame the EU for the current crisis in the first place. For example, Romanian MEP Christian Turs has publicly blamed the current situation on the EU's green agenda policies, which he says have prevented the bloc from becoming energy independent, and have left the likes of Germany sending millions to Russia for gas despite the ongoing war in Ukraine. He has also since criticized the EU for using crises surrounding climate change as an excuse to grab more power. These European bureaucrats are not the solution, but the cause of many problems that the EU is facing, and the deeply damaging energy crisis is just a proof of that, Turs previously said. Handing to these irresponsible and unaccountable bureaucrats even more power would just simply be irresponsible. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, @Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.